Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Of course, I'd love to hear from you. But hey, please give me a call, 347-826-7435. That's that call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Now, if you're not feeling that, I get it, because a lot of people, they get phone shy. You know, it's not like you can call in on the request line like back in the day.
Yo, I'm calling. I want to make this call, and I want to dedicate this song to my boo-boo Huggy Bear.
Whatever. You don't want to call me? Go to smoothdrama.com. Jump in the chat room. It's anonymous. It is all good. You can be whoever you want to be. You can ask whatever you want to ask. It is all good in the hood, the Smooth Drama hood, that is. So, smoothdrama.com, jump in the chat room. Live interaction at all times. Because we about that action, boss. And speaking of action, social media, when it's not down and y'all not itching for a scratch, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group on Facebook, myself or Mr. J, a.k.a. I wear flowers in my hair, except for he doesn't have hair, so he's bald. So he can't wear the flower. He could Gorilla Glue it on there, but that would look really weird. So we encourage Mr. J not to do that. But if he does, he'd still be my big brother. Anyway, Smooth Drama on Facebook. Ask to get in. We'll let you in. And pretty much anywhere you find Smooth Drama on social media, add us, follow us, whatever you need to do to get in and bask in some of this Smooth Drama. Just basking in it, right? Just, can you smell the smooth that I'm drumming in? See, I'm making up words, drumming in. I know y'all would appreciate that, me drumming in. Not to be confused with drama mean, I'm dramin' it. It don't need to make sense. I ain't trying to make sense, right? Sort of like everybody's favorite rapper right now, who I still say is a traitor, but I've been overruled apparently. So I'm just going to sit back and be a critic of one. Kanye West is back. He done released his 10th album. But Kanye West is not only saying I wanna be the traitor in the digital ways, but Kanye West is opening up a K-12 prep school called the Donda Academy. It's focusing and I'm gonna go off the website. Donda Academy is focused on equipping students with an education that will last in the ever-changing world. It will also find the intersection between faith and the innovation of the future. The school's mission is to use an ethic of integrity and care and prepare students to become the next generation of leaders, thinkers, and innovators by providing them with a world-class education that includes a rigorous core curriculum and an emphasis on sustainability, creativity, critical thinking, and problem solving. All right. So, yeah. Oh, and they're also going to have a heavy focus on the basketball program. Because that's important. That right there, that should seal the deal, right? Got to get my kid into the Donda Academy. Who's all signing up? I know everybody's like, Donda Academy? Yeah. So, I'm just going to ask. How many? Just scream it out. Scream it out. Somebody. Anybody. See, y'all front. Y'all ain't down with the Donda Academy. But you're telling me you just... Oh, so I was lost when I said Kanye. And see, I thought folks were more forgiving than that. I thought they were way more forgiving than that. But apparently, I'm wrong. Kanye West opening up a school because he wants to help with the education of the youth, shaping the future, Donda style. Not to be confused with Gundam style. This is Donda style. And somehow, every time I say Donda style, I keep expecting some Korean folks to just like jump out of my closet and start dancing. I'm hoping to goodness that it never happens, but it did cross my mind. I was like, Donda style, and I was like, and it just they'll just be here, and I'm probably going to jail. Cause I don't know what I'm going to do if strangers jump out of my closet and start dancing right here. Especially if it's not white people. Because I'm kind of partial. If it's not white people dancing, coming out of my closet, I might have to kill you. Listen, I'm prejudiced. What can I say? I got high standards. I only want to see white people dancing. Anybody else is quite absurd. That's it. Those are my standards. Don't test me. We don't want to talk about it. None of that. All right. Let's just go. So I'm asking again. Kanye West school. Who's coming with me? Who's coming? We're going to tour, right? We're going to tour it. No, nobody wants to tour it. Nobody wants to tour it. I'm hurt. All right. So, since nobody wants to tour. Nobody wants to tour, right? I guess I need to talk about something else. So I'm gonna talk about something that should be should be on everybody's mind. What is that? Cure semen. Yep, I said it. Pure semen. So apparently, and I'm not making this up. This is why the apocalypse is the apocalypse. They're unvaccinated conspiracy theorists think that their semen, which is pure because it's unvaccinated semen, that it's going to be very, very popular because they're not going to take the vaccine. And so they're saying that their semen is going to skyrocket the value all over the world. So unvaccinated pure semen coming to an auction near you, ladies, and people who want to be ladies one day. Yeah. So, oh my goodness. What? So we're going to have an unvaccinated sperm bank. You're going to be able to differentiate. This sperm bank here is going to be all unvaccinated sperm. Because I was walking in the street, you just, it's what you hear all the time. That's what's hot in the streets. Hey, girl, you know anybody who got unvaccinated sperm? I've been looking for some. I've been looking. When I find it, woo-wee. So, I thought that I had heard it all, and so now I'm like I'm rolling in the unvaccinated dope now. This is what's making America great again. That's what all the folks in the hats, this is what they were talking about. Because where else are you going to find unvaccinated sperm? Just pure undiluted. There's no COVID vaccine, no measles, no mumps, none of that. We got no vaccine. We just been hiding in caves this whole time. No vaccination at all. And it's all in my sperm. Yep. Man, I just love it. I just love it. For me, it is one of the greatest single situations that I can think of. What can top the unvaccinated sperm bank? And it's gonna skyrocket. It's gonna be worth so much. You're gonna be selling that sperm on eBay, right? Cause yeah, we are. All right, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna go into the dumbass of the week, because I can't even expand on that, because it's so dumb that it didn't make my dumbass of the week, but I had to bring it up because people are really talking about it. All right, so Travis McMichael, one of the men accused of chasing and shooting, fatally shooting, aka murdering Ahmaud Arbery, has filed a motion to have the court ban the use of a photo of his license plate as evidence in the upcoming trial. What is the reason why they can't do it? They don't want the license plate to be used? Because it's a Confederate flag license plate. Now, mind you, these are the same people who wanted to use Ahmaud Arbery's mental health records during the trial. It's like, yeah, we want to use the mental health records. But y'all want to show pictures that I'm a racist? Why do we want to do that? Yes. I have a Confederate flag as my license plate, but I can explain. No, I'm not a racist. I'm just a racist. So, it's my heritage. It's how I was raised. It's my heritage. Now, funny thing is, he's the dumbass of the week because he wants that to not happen. Most people wouldn't even be talking about it, but he says it. But more than likely, it's going to get thrown out. And that's when this story turns from dumbass to Groundhog Day. Allegedly. Because he's not racist. He just likes the colors of the Confederate flag. Orange and blue, like the New York Knicks. Now, I ain't saying the Knicks is Confederates. I'm just saying they have the same colors as the Confederacy. Maybe that's why I subliminally hate New York. Maybe that's why. Allegedly. And on that note, yeah, I probably should go on break. And I'm going to be nostalgic. This is Common featuring Sadat X, 1999.
It's like I'm fighting for freedom. Writing for freedom. It's record company niggas I don't like when I see them. My ancestors when I'm writing I see them and talk with them. Hoping in the promised land I can walk with them. Shit it on. So many rappers it's like I'm in the star with them. Electric concept. Soft rhythm. Paid dues. Bark wisdom. It's like you saw my godmother answer heaven's call. Preacher's daughters get fucked in the rapper's hall. MC's reckless I ball. Why y'all wanna go and do that? Must have thought I was solo. The name is taking you act. No more. Still together like in a ghetto photo with one nigga in the chair. Hold the liquor in despair. Gang signs in the air. I shine in spaces when time is just a glare. Hold the mic like a memory. Niggas say I'm nice for metaphors and easy similes. Street ministry, my poetry's a penitentiary. Track is visitation. Think some shit is right. I'm like chief up in the demonstration. Still.
Lyrically, I put a hit on him, cause I'm the style
Eddie. Catch a flick at the Mick McKinney. Trying to get a chick to kick it with me to the tilt. Told her my chamber's like Will. Still with her for a sec. Let her know I have respect. Less than an hour, she was giving me neck. Yo, I'm still getting mine. Still getting mine in the nine.
Together you got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Common, 1999. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right, so they were like, oh my God. On Playboy's magazine cover, there's an openly gay man on the cover. I was like, they still make Playboy magazine? People still look at X-rated magazine? I swear, I didn't know. I ain't talking about the gay dude. It's whatever. Gay dude's been on magazine covers for, I don't know, since forever. I was like, they were gonna say something important. It's like, oh my God, there's a gay dude on the cover of Playboy. This travesty shall not last. No one really cares. At least I don't. I didn't think. You know, gay folks on the cover when there's gay folks on the cover of a whole lot of magazines, album covers. Am I missing something? I thought something happened, right? I thought something happened, but it didn't. So, those are my feelings. I didn't see nothing special happening there. And I still don't see nothing special happening there. Now, speaking of specials, I did watch the new Dave Chappelle special where Dave just goes in. And based off of the quote-unquote backlash and criticism, I can see folks didn't get it. So, if you haven't seen it, Dave goes all the way in. He starts off, well, how he starts off is, I can't even say it. You know, generally I would talk about that stuff, but he makes some jokes where you're like, wow, he's serious. And he tells you, he's like, I'm serious, I'm going all the way. So, in him going all the way, he does bring up in the beginning about the rapper DaBaby, right? And how people were more upset about his remarks about gay men than they were about him killing a black man in Walmart. 2018. He was cleared because it was determined that it was self-defense. But nobody ever brings that up. But he made them comments about gay men. And Dave Chappelle made the point that was one of the most vital points ever. You can kill a black man. Nobody cares. But you can't say something that will make gay people upset. Now, you think about that for a second. You made me mad. You said something I didn't like. So I got to get rid of you. You killed somebody? Okay. Was it a gay dude? No. Okay. Well, I mean, were they trans? No. I'm trying to see what's the problem. Because once again, black folks' lives aren't that important. I'm not going to say the other stuff, right? Because folks get all upset, get all in their feelings when you say it. So much that there's way too much signage out there talking about lives mattering. So we'll just say unimportant. Our lives are unimportant. So unimportant that I can, you know, we already know about the disparity, right? So just in case you don't know, if you're watching TV, if you're listening to music, whatnot, you never hear faggot, you're gay, at least not in the newer stuff. Matter of fact, there's music where it's wrecked out, right? N-word is not. I've heard N-word on TV multiple times where they'll say faggot, it's irked out. So there's that. There's an inequity because, once again, they say, well, y'all embrace it. Well, not all of us, homie. Not all of us embrace it. Because we don't. It's not a term of endearment for everybody. So, there's that. And then there's the fact that, once again, you can be killed and it's deemed unimportant. Someone else's feelings is way more important, though. So, I mean, the key point, because the white woman that got murdered allegedly by her boyfriend, right, in the search. See, folks would say when we were talking about that, hey, y'all shouldn't even be that's justified. And you know what? Not arguing that. I hope y'all catch homie. And I'm hoping that y'all finally gonna do the right thing and just not be nice to these cats. I don't know why y'all nice to these cats, right? And just you know, if something happens to him, I can't say I'd be sad. I can't say I'd be sad, right? It's sort of like when R. Kelly busted out and said, hey, I'm going to tell. I'm going to name names. So more than likely, he's not going to survive his jail experience, especially if he's talking about, I'm going to say names. You know that how they feel about you saying names, because I'm guessing that his orgies didn't just extend to him. Anyway, I digress. The point being in all this, we care about selective things that fit a political agenda. And that's it. Nothing else matters. So, here we are. He's going to, you know, the Dave Chappelle thing. It's funny because I've read the comments and they're saying that they changed their mind. They saying they're disappointed that he kept making jokes about trans people. Civil rights advocates are saying they should scrub it off. The National Black Justice Coalition. I was like, oh, the National Black Justice Coalition. They're a civil rights advocacy group. They want Netflix to take the special off the platform completely. Now, I had never heard of them until now, and it's about Dave Chappelle. And I'm thinking, there's how many shootings in Chicago and across the country, and I'm not talking about cop shootings. Unfortunately, I've put a ban out in my mouth, in my eyes, of cop shootings. Not saying that they shouldn't be talked about, but it's like, that's all we talk about. We don't talk about these other shootings, these other senseless murders. So I've banned myself from talking about cop shootings. You know what? Because y'all going to talk about them, because that's all we care about. So I'm just going to roll the way. Because I saw where here in Oakland, there was robberies, whatnot. There was crime spree committed by 5 teenagers from the age 11 to 15. Age 11 to 15. Let that sink in. Sixth graders out there putting in work. Sixth graders. And so, justice. Justice Coalition. They're digital police. Right? They're out here in these streets trying to stop the digital stuff. That's what's more important. You know, cyberbullying, whatnot. And Dave Chappelle's out here cyberbullying. He's out here telling the truth. And we can't handle the truth. See, because once again, everyone glosses over the fact that he said, hey, the baby killed someone. Nobody said a peep about it. But he made some gay dudes mad. We got to talk about it. Just saying. That's some serious stuff right there. Comedy, because it's true, but seriously unfunny at the same time. And speaking of tragically unfunny, but what qualifies as hater of the week? Well, we just gonna go through the motions.
Hate. I hate you.
All right. Cause hate can never, ever be undersold. Jeffrey Allen Burnham, charged with killing his brother and two women and allegedly targeting his brother, a pharmacist, because he believed he was part of a government conspiracy that was poisoning people by administering vaccines for COVID-19. So he killed his brother. You're a pharmacist, you're giving out vaccines? Yeah. It's my job. I got to kill you. Yep. Yep. He said he told his mother that he was planning on addressing his concerns about the vaccine with his brother. And so he did. And he shot him. Yeah. There's no nice part to this story. Yeah, no jokes. A dude on such a high of ignorance, right? I mean, he smoked ignorance, the COVID thing. I mean, because the COVID thing got folks on a whole other level, a whole other plane of existence. Just, I can't. Anything that has anything to do with COVID and it's happening with the vaccine, the mask, or whatever, it is insane.
Folks losing their jobs, folks quitting their jobs, nobody wants to work. Folks losing their lives. Hater of the week, dude killed his own brother because his brother administers vaccines. That's how serious they are out here in these streets about the vaccines. When it's like, hey, just, you know what? Just don't take it. You ain't got to take it. And if you're not, you know, you're cool with not being able to participate in society, but at least this moment. So it's a sacrifice you should be able to make. So, I mean, I'm saying that, hey, if you don't take the vaccine, it's your personal choice. It just, you can't enjoy the quote-unquote creature features that you normally would. And so that's a sacrifice that you make. And you know what? If you're willing to make them sacrifices, then bless you. Just roll with it. I don't see how it's that hard. But see, you got these folks that just like, you know what? It's unconstitutional. It's crazy. And so I'm going to murder people because we don't see eye to eye. Now, you would wonder, like, hey, you know what? That don't make sense. That don't make no sense. I got eager chatter talking about white folks is crazy. No. I was stuck on, yep, it's just white folks is crazy. But the apocalypse then changed my mind. And so we talk about, oh, we're at the end, but you know what? I'm not co-signing on that because we've been at the end a lot. I'm going to guess the people that was caught up in the 100 years war, because it went on for 100 years, that they might have been upset and thinking that the world is going to end because we've been at war. We was at war when I was born. I'm about to die. We still at war. No end in sight. My mama came and left. The war is still going. We probably talking about back in the old days, like 3-4 generations before that war was over. World War I. I'm guessing if you're living in Europe at that time, it's probably the end of the world. World War II, end of the world. Vietnam, Korea, end of the world, at least to those people. Not necessarily us because we're not in the war zone. So when we start talking about, oh, the end of the world, this is it. No. Not really. Guess what? We're not in the heat of the battle. If you was in Iraq, Syria, Libya, end of the world. It's coming. Except for it's not. Just because we just not in the midst of it. If you was in Afghanistan, yep, end of the world. End of the world. At least your world. Because once everybody's gone, we're going to kill you. It's the natural thinning of the herd, right? Thinning of the herd, as they call it. And so I guess according to these people, no, this vaccine's going to kill you. And it's like, you know what? Can't argue. Once again, personal choice. To take it or not to take, that is the question. There are some people who have died after the vaccine. There are some people who have not. There are some people who are unvaccinated who have died. Some have not. So it's all up in the air. It's all up in the air. Now, whether you're going to jump up and grab that balloon, because I, for one, I am tired of the crazy. I mean, at this point, I'm starting to go into the shell, right? Because I'm like, man, I've seen so much crazy. Just like this week alone, I've seen people run out of the bathroom with drawers around the ankles. You can't unsee that, right? I've seen all kinds. I've seen the homeless guy just rolling around with the pants like down his thighs with the drawers, but he's dangling. You know, there's some things that you can't unsee. I've seen the homeless woman dancing and bending over and pulling her skirt up, and I'm like, oh man, I just need this light to turn green so I can just not look over there, please, because I don't want to see it. I don't want to, And so, I'm seeing way too much. I don't want to see it. I just can't. I can't take it. I just can't take it. This is too much. So there's a bunch of people who need mental health days. And obviously, employers are like, hell no. Y'all lazy. Y'all need to be off while they're in their shorts and their polo shirt on Zoom. That they're not actually in the job. But yeah, anyway. Oh man. And so now I think what, by the end of this month, I'm not for sure, I think by the end of this month, they are, if you haven't gotten vaxxed, you know, a lot of places aren't letting you into work, whatnot. So they would be firing folks. So yeah, it's been the logistical. It's been the logistical cyber fuck. We'll just say that. And speaking of cyber fucks, I've wanted to say this for a while. So this is my smooth drama PSA. I'm gonna give y'all some game real quick. I hope you take it. I hope you take it. To all my jailbreakers out there, y'all know who y'all are. I have people like, hey, got your fire stick, just jailbreak it. Do your things. Get to watch all the free stuff. I watch my free shows. I watch my free movies. Like, I feel you. But a tip, you know, if you jailbreak, that means they can break into yours too. Repeat that. If you jailbreak, that means they can peek into yours also. So it's like the shell game, right? You know, the dude that see you come and see you fascinate, oh, you can win. They let you win the first time, and then after that, they take your money. So that's what the jailbreak is. So if you got your fire stick or whatever, that's, and so you get all that free stuff, but that also opens the door for the ransomware to come in and see all your information. Where they can clone your phone. Well, not clone your phone, but more, I can just say, hey, I want to open up my phone on another carrier. So they have your phone number on another carrier. So then they can go, once they've gotten all your personal information that they've scammed, because they're in your system, they're in your emails and everything else, then they can jump into your accounts. Man, it's a little bit more than watching you through the television. They can jump into your accounts, literally. That's why you know, the jailbreak, the I'm going to watch something on the internet illegally, I'm going to go into that. That's all games. That's how you get something, they get more. You get something, they get more. That's what happens with jailbreak. Just public service announcement. You're welcome. So if you're doing it, please stop. Because you getting that work. I promise you. Whatever you're watching, they get double from you. If you already don't have a car in your name in Idaho. Just saying. No, shout out to all my people in Idaho. Y'all not all crooked. I think, and I don't know for sure, but I think I'm probably going to need to go on a break here. I think I will. And so, saying that, I'm going to break. This is E40. E40.
Because I can't always be in the Bay, and I know how the Bay is. The Bay is the type of people, man. If you ain't there, they're going to talk about you. So I want them to know I love you, I fear you, I'm representing for you. So I know I got a certain amount of acclaim and everything, so I bring the Bay with me. I know E40 is what I was when I was with Digital Underground. He is the Bay right now.
Back like I never left. Fake niggas hate me, real niggas love me to death. I used to be broke when I was a child, now I'm papered up. I'm what they call a cash cow. Y'all grew up on this style. I'm the wit that was and the wit that is right now. What else? I fuck with everybody that's somebody that's out there. Yes, the little people in the nobody. Longevity got it handed on my arm. I am to rap with Ron Jeremy, it's the porn. You meet people out of where I sit. That nigga phony is through. He be having me boom. The voice of the soil, face of the basin, what the people want to say where they got the outlet to say. So the count on me moving later way that they feel. You see the real rap will rock. This nigga's live through me. What? Who's my bag? Who came to see? Who got the most gas? What they call me? Who's my bag? Who came to see? Who got the most gas? What they call me? Gassing them, so passing them out, laughing them. Then your favorite rapper, he's no match for him. Nigga, disrespect, I'll bring his back to him. Give him a little change, have a strange. What's my heart? More hungry than you do. One thing about me is I bust moves. A fake coming with slaps. Every time I drop an album, people expect that. All the way through, front and back. After all these years, that nigga can feel rap. Earthquake, heavy rotation. 2 a.m. in the morning after the club, at the gab, at the gas station. All you hear is my map in the back in the crack drop. Getting they food fast. I compliment the world, who else? The pen players in the foot and the pusher. Who's my guy? Who else came to see? Who got the most guy? What they call me? Who's my guy? Who else came to see? Who got the most guy? Out with the old and in with the new. My shit is in with the old and out with the new. Moving the ass with the tongue, see you got more feel than me, but I got more respect. More respect. I'm from the gang, pitching braids in the kitchen. In the kid used to get off weight like neutral. A lot of my lovers locked up in prison. Free Mac West and KG Stunt. Listen. Always on the move. On the move. I think it's good for chickens out of old school rules. Might not work construction, but I talk too. Hammers and staples, I knock you out the shoe. My life ain't never been no peace. What is the bay without war? When it's a doubt, a flow like a force of nature. I used to swing on them, but now I'm making it out. Make a shower. Who's my guy? Who else came to see? Who got the most guy? What they call me? Who's my guy? He don't take the seat. Who got the most gas? What they call me?
together, you got smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-word. That was E-40. E-40. Real simple, right? 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right, and since I'm saying that and I ain't saying no jive, I'm gonna talk about the craziness that's out here, right? So, to show you how folks don't care about you, your children, you know, aside from the obvious attacks on you that folks don't take seriously. So Martha McCollum, she was on Fox News, and she said, it kills her that New Jersey has a program that gives free lunch to school children. Now, why am I talking about free lunch? I mean, aside from the fact that schools are paid for by your tax dollars. So tax dollars, school, it's not free. It's not free lunch. Because unless everybody... The parents of the kids that go to school, unless they're not paying taxes, it's not free lunch. So, but see, there's always groups of folks, white folks, who say stuff like, hey, I can't believe this free lunch, you know, because those are trigger words, because free lunch just means, hey, why are we feeding those black and brown kids? And then she tried to cover it up by saying, yeah, I'm talking about they don't care about the income. They all get free lunch. It's like, so now for politics, we talking about kids shouldn't eat. I don't care if they got means. Feeding kids, They're way worse things in life. Like, you know what? Yeah, that kid's parents, they got jobs. They're together. We should charge them for lunch. So just feed the kids lunch. Every kid should get a free lunch. It's like, why kids can't get free lunch? I'm missing something. But I'm not. It's just funny. That's how people think, and those are the key words. Free, like corporations don't pay taxes, which they don't. But they're billion-dollar industries. Billion-dollar industries don't pay taxes. But we're worrying about poor kids and kids who have parents that work getting free lunch. Free lunch is the devil. Thought you knew. Speaking of free lunch, I guess we just gonna go right on in into Groundhog
Day. That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
So, what is that shit that happened again? So, Kyle Rittenhouse, y'all remember him. White dude, the young man who drove from Illinois to Wisconsin because he felt it was his civic duty to drive across state lines and murder some folks. State duty. Anyway, using his mommy's gun, by the way. Anyway, so a force expert says he was justified because the men confronted him and tried to wrestle his gun away. A police use of force expert testified. So now we're showing, because they showed a video where one of the guys, Rosenbaum, was chasing Rittenhouse and reached for his gun. you know, and they try to wrestle away the gun because he's got a gun. And so we obviously know the rest. That the police expert says, yeah, the shooting was, it was reasonable. It was justified. They're just N-word lovers. They don't really matter. Because they care about the welfare of black folks. Now, I'm saying it's Groundhog Day, right? So, they said a dude who murdered 3 innocent people because he comes out there with a gun. He's from Illinois. He crosses state lines in order to shoot somebody. Anybody didn't give a damn. You was in the way, you got shot. So, yeah, he came across the line and shot somebody, but he was justified. He was justified. Now, most folks with common sense could see that and say, you know what? I hear your argument, but that don't make no kind of sense. It makes no damn sense whatsoever. But doesn't matter, right? He was right. He was justified. He did it. But he had to do it. Because if he didn't, they were going to take his gun away from him. And then if they took his gun away from him, then he couldn't kill no black people. I mean, he didn't kill no black people that time. But he really, really, really wanted to kill some black people. He really, really, really did. He just didn't get a chance to. So, I mean, we're gonna let it sink in that it was at a Black Lives Matter protest, and he drove all the way from Illinois to get a chance to shoot at whoever was at that rally. And so, I'm gonna take an educated guess that it probably, because it was a Black Lives Matter rally, it probably wasn't a lot of Caucasian. Nah, I was about to say Caucasian. Probably wasn't a lot of Caucasian. Probably wasn't. But he was making sure that he was going to get a chance to shoot somebody that day. Kyle Rittenhouse, justified. Justified. Now, if that's not Groundhog Day, I don't know what is. And even though we do know it is, it's just funny because we're so used to seeing this foolishness that it don't even raise a peep. It don't even raise a peep. We're more worried about Kanye West's album than we are stuff like this. And I guess the school too. And on that note, I missed the F and N word. This is another Smooth Drama production. If you want to continue the conversation, go to smoothdrama.com, jump into the chat room, and we can keep it smooth. And on that note, we out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get
your
news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.